Hurricane preparedness is about more than bottled water and batteries. That's according to Florida CFO Jeff Atwater.
Your children, seniors possibly traveling with you, will still need their medications. Do you have all their health care information? You're going to need access to your finances. Do you have all your bank records and finances with you?
And then there's your home. Atwater recommends homeowners check with their insurance agents to make sure they're covered and that any new renovations or additions are noted. And he says Floridians should consider their home's structural security.
Our neighbors have moved those shutters around in their garage time after time. Do you know the fasteners? Are they still handy? Who's it going to take to help you put up your shutters? How soon in advance must you start? All of this because you're going to be running to protect your most precious, certainly your most significant asset, which would be your property.
So Atwater says he thought an example could help. He teamed up with the International Hurricane Research Center at Florida International University, where Arindam Chaudhary, the director of the Wind Engineering Research Lab, walked insurance officials and members of the media through an experiment using the so-called wall of wind.
So what we are going to see today is the power of the wall of wind. We have a structure here, which is constructed as a pre-Andrew kind of structure. So it has the toenails and things like that, which were used before. Now,
toenailing involves driving a nail at an angle while attaching two perpendicular pieces of wood. New techniques require the use of hurricane straps. But Chaudhary says more than 80% of the buildings in Florida are constructed using the older methods. And he says that can lead to devastating damage during a hurricane. Chaudhary starts the wind, then comes the rain.
So now we see the wind-driven rain starts. You can see pretty much how the wind separates from the sharp edges of the building. So under those kind of separations, you create a very high wind suction on the structure. We reached a category 1 because we exceeded the 74 miles per hour. So this is like a category 1 wind speed.
The wind speed continues to increase. Participants are watching the experiment on a screen, but if you listen closely, you can hear a low hum. That's the wind. The speed reaches 110, about a category 2 or 3 hurricane, and then the structure loses its roof. Chaudhary says the wind combined with the rain, which would now be going inside, ruining a family's belongings, adds up to significant damage. But that's not all.
Imagine that these kind of elements failing from the building can become windborne debris.
Right.
So it's not only damage to your own building, but it's going to go and hit the downwind building. And again, one of the biggest losses beside the wind and the rain are damages from windborne debris, which we have seen in Hurricane Wilma.
Chaudhary and Atwater urge homeowners to consider how their homes are constructed and to consider retrofitting them to ensure their homes and the homes of their neighbors are safe this hurricane season. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.